You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
In the middle of the interview, I completely lost track of everything as I was listening to you tell your story.
Oh, good. So you don't know my story.
Well, I mean, I don't know it like that.
He lost track of all this,
I lost
right?
track of all the time. I'm supposed to be timing. I'm kind of watching all the levels.
That's funny.
And I literally looked up, and when I gave you the 20 minutes, I'm pretty sure we were over by like 10 minutes.
Well, they can trim out.
But we spent some time.
I know, in the beginning, I had that all calculated when I lost track. What I'm saying is I totally enjoyed engaging in your experience. I find you to be super sweet and so smart. And I think one of the things that we've mentioned is that the thing that I constantly recognize in you is the ability to look at your part in whatever's going on in your life. And I heard the only child thing again, and I'm an only child. And I think it's something that I identify with you when I see you. It's like one of those things before I even knew you, I think I knew, but didn't have any information to base that on. But I think I know that now as I hear your story. And I'm so glad you came on the show to talk about what happened, because I think that's real life. And I think it's okay to continue to believe in soulmates, even though real life happens, right?
Yeah.
You still believe in soulmates? You still believe in love?
I absolutely still believe in love. Yeah. And I believe in soulmates. I don't know if I mentioned this in the last one, but I don't necessarily think there's just one. I think we have multiple, and there's twin flames, there's soul sisters, there's soul brother, like that deep connection that you feel with certain people.
I'll throw a little pitch in there. I think that it's love that we get to participate in, and the person is the vessel to that place. Mm-hmm. And much of the stuff that you were talking about dealing with other people, with ourselves, is the stuff that gets in the way of allowing us to enjoy that entity of love, right? So there can't be just one. I can love my kids. I can love Russell. I can love Laura and experience the same feeling united through all of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm in control of that, which is what I hear you doing. Your journey reminds me of my journey in my marriage, where I don't know if trust, do you think that trust might be the most valued thing for an only child? As far as
I didn't know that it was until it was broken.
Right.
I would have said that in the past, my highest value was humor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that was the way that me and my family connected, was through humor. And so it was the most important thing to me. If it's like you don't have humor, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
And then in my early 20s, I found vulnerability and pain to connect on.
Mm.
But trust is now, through my experience, I feel the number one thing that needs to be there in order for everything else to fall into place.
I agree with you. I think there was a part in the interview where you talked about being in love and understanding the good in this person, but not being willing to give up the value of trust in order to move forward. And I think in my first marriage, I gave up that intuition, that deep-seated place that I knew was important to me, and try to make it okay anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing that I love is that, you know, we're not married, and we enjoy, Laura and I aren't married. And
I know we're not married.
No, we are not married. But we enjoy the day-to-day work in moving towards the ideals that are important to the other. Like, that becomes the relationship instead of this piece of paper that almost gives people permission not to work on those things. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's...
Oh, yeah. Huge lesson. I've loved witnessing your relationship. It's beyond beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I know you get complimented on it quite a bit. At least, I don't know if it's in front of you, but I hear it a lot and I feel it within myself. And I go, they're doing something right. Mm.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And I don't, not to discredit what I went through, we were only really together for 2 years. So, you know, we definitely worked on ourselves and with each other. We tried. We gave it our all. That's for damn sure. And I kept giving it my all because we were married.
Yeah.
If we didn't have that piece of paper, I probably would have walked away sooner because trust my gut. Mm-hmm. To go, okay, well, my gut says this is all messed up.
Would that be like the biggest thing you learned in that experience with your husband, is to trust yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because when you're close to someone, we got to get really quiet and be able to listen to that still small voice in our head, whether it be the universe giving us signs or our own intuition speaking to us. But it's going to be really difficult to hear it if we have another person who's also has their voice that they're projecting on, and it gets loud, and then we get confused and we're too close to it and we're only seeing it through one perspective. You got to really keep nurturing that relationship with yourself so that when shit hits the fan, you know where to go.
Yeah. I think I learned so many things from my first marriage that prepared me for this relationship. And if I don't look at it that way, then it was a waste of time, and I'm probably doomed to repeat the same mistakes over and over. But if I look at where I can grow, then I know what to do in this relationship. And then the other thing is, even if we don't meet in the same place about our ideal, the willingness to grow towards it, the willingness to be imperfect and continue to try to show up for one another, becomes sort of what we do every day in the relationship. And I think you've learned so much to be in two different interviews with you, and not to judge or say anything, but to watch you go from one, to watch you navigate it and then come out the other side is awesome. It's really cool.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
the last thing I wanted to ask you about was your relationship with your fans and how you bring them into this intimate part of your life. Is that, because I don't have that. I don't have a social media or a fan base. When you said, I have this vision of you sitting on the corner of that stage in South Carolina, giving your fans something that you were unsure if they were ready for. Have you built a relationship with them? Do you come to rely on them to process life with? Is it like, you know, Russell and, you know, your fans and like your family and a couple friends, your friend who met you at the coffee shop? Do you see them that way?
I rely on them to a certain extent. Yeah, I have my circle of people that I bounce things off of. I have a little Facebook group. They've named themselves the Mannions, like the Minions, but the Mannions.
It's cute.
I love that.
As well as the other Facebook people who I will, you know, I've done a lot of live talks on Facebook, some on Instagram as well, where I'll just kind of openly talk about other things that aren't comedy. And I love their feedback. They actually very much inspire me to keep going and to that I have an effect on them. Sometimes I don't acknowledge within myself that I affect anybody, right? Mm-hmm. Like I have that critical voice that can get in my way. Mm-hmm. The good news is I have another voice that says, shut the fuck.
Right.
that's fine, but keep going.
Okay. I hear you. Now I'm going to move on.
We all just want to be heard, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is, one thing I do want to say, which is we hear a lot about divorce and breakups, but there's something on the other side of it, which is what I'm experiencing and what I have been experiencing for months now, which is joy and lightness. And I feel better now than I have in years.
Mm.
So if you're going through something that's difficult, heartbreaking, and you think that you lost your one, I was certain that he was my one. There is no one.
Mm.
We're the one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll project that one onto whoever we're with. But hopefully you find someone safe enough that's ready to catch it.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy now. Like that's the best. That's what I want. I want to give people hope that like it doesn't have to turn into hate. Doesn't have to turn, you know, I still check in with him. How you doing?
Yeah, that was lovely. Nice about that. Yeah, that's good.
If we sat in the room today, you'd be like, oh, they're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how cute we would be, but you wouldn't see animosity.
Well, and I think that that's the gift of that self-examination, is that you're not blaming the outside element for the discomfort, and you can kind of freely say, oh, you're on your journey. Cool. I'm on mine. And I think as a 50-year-old man who's tried many ways, that's so important to me, is to understand how to love myself before I try to love other people.
Yeah, and to really know what that means. Mm-hmm. I think it gets misconstrued a lot.
It's oversimplified, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it's so important, because had I not loved myself to some capacity or trusted myself, I would still let another person's direction guide mine.
Yeah.
Which is...
Me too.
What a shame.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I look forward to it. The next follow-up.
The follow-up.
Yeah, the follow-up.
Married
follow-up.
Again.
Yep.
To the same guy. I can't...
And thank you for being...
No.
Thank you for coming out and being our first in-home studio.
Oh, interview. I love it.
It's really lovely. Yeah,
it's perfect. It's great. You did well.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Scott Talks on The Only One in the Room. Don't forget, subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you like to get your podcast. We have new episodes for you every Tuesday, and we'd love to hear how you're enjoying the show by leaving us a rating or a review on iTunes. If you have a question or an only one story and you want to be featured in the Dear Laura segment, you can email us at lcr.theonlyoneintheroom@gmail.com. See you soon.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new. Or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Redolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.